And as Americans honor the victims today, we are also learning more about the alleged gunman. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
Members of Congress are putting pressure on U.S. intelligence agencies to say what they knew about Nidal Hassan's alleged radical views and whether they shared that knowledge with local army and law enforcement agencies in the weeks before the Fort Hood shootings. In response, U.S. investigative officials last night acknowledged that Hassan came to their attention last December when they learned he was in contact with an individual, quote, espousing radical views. Other reports have identified the individual as Anwar al-Awlaki, a radical imam in Yemen who once presided at a mosque in Virginia that Hassan attended. The officials say a joint terrorism task force with military participation took a look at Hassan but concluded his communications were fairly benign. At the time, Hassan was conducting research at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center on post-traumatic stress, and the officials say Hassan's communications were judged to be consistent with that research. The concerns, one official said, were not enough even to get us into a preliminary investigation. The officials also dismissed the significance of reports that Hassan's colleagues complained about his religious and political views. We get thousands of complaints every year, one official said. Some lead to investigations, he said. Others do not. The officials say Hassan will be tried in a military court because the targets of his alleged rampage were other soldiers and the killings took place on a U.S. Army post. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.